I'm Harriet Hayward and I'm interviewing my nan today.
And I'm Stella Trier and I'm her nan.
Okay, first question. What are your memories of your gypsy relatives?
Only stories my mother told me about my granddad. And he was I never met any of my grandparents and I would love to have met him. He had a lot of stories he used to tell her. But I remember, the one thing I remember most was visiting White Legs Fair up at the recreation ground in Penzance. I think I was about 10. I'd had my appendix out and I was not allowed to go to school. I don't want to go too far, darling. You can cut this out if I... Yeah. So I don't know what your questions are, so I don't want to take it too quickly ahead for you. All right. Do you want to go on to the next question?
If you want, well, you already answered that one.
All right, sorry.
Before you visited the fair, were you aware of having any gypsy relatives?
Yes, my mum used to tell me about her dad, and she said, opposite where we lived in Penolvern, One Penolvern Crescent, we had a little copse of trees, and there was one big tree on the end, and he always told her that she always used to ask him about dying and things like this because he wasn't well, I suppose, I don't know. However, there was this huge tree and she said, I don't worry because my dad always told me he was going to come back as a blackbird. So if you ever see a blackbird in that tree, it's your grandfather.
How different was their way of life to yours?
Oh, very different, very different. We used to have relatives that came who were of the gypsy family and they were characters. I could tell you a lot of stories about them. But these are all second hand to me. You must remember I never really experienced them other than being told. But they were very interesting people. One I met, Theo, bless him. He was a fantastic character. And he worshipped my mum. And he used to get up to all sorts of mischief. And she used to cover for him as well sometimes.
What was the most memorable part of visiting them?
We didn't visit them very often. They came to us. We didn't very often go there because you've got to remember in those days when I was a child, there wasn't many cars. You're lucky if you saw a motorbike or a pushchair, a bicycle. However, we made our own fun up. But that's a different story. So we didn't see them very often unless they visited us. However, when we did see them, there was always great laughter and fun and we were always very happy.
What was their trailer like when you visited at the fair?
That was absolutely fantastic. It was so, I really, as a 10-year-old, it really impressed me. We went in and I remember seeing this, she was very short with grey hair and she was so surprised to see my mum and she knew her name. So obviously they must have met before this. I'd not experienced that. And I went in and it was so decorated, so and absolutely spotless. I was almost afraid to move. I really was. But being that we were disciplined, and I mean disciplined, we weren't allowed to talk unless we spoke. If we met anyone anywhere, we always had to wait for the adults to talk first. And then if we were asked a question, we were allowed to answer it. However, I don't think I said a word while I was in that caravan. It was so beautiful. It wasn't over big. But it was all decorated so beautiful. It was a lot of silver, I would say, a certain amount of gold. It didn't look like brasso, but it could have been. Could have been brass work, but I think a lot of it was gold. She had beautiful rings on her fingers. And you couldn't see anything out of place. I didn't feel really comfortable in there as a child, to be honest. And she also had a lot of chinaware, which was very, very attractive. I was very keen to touch something, but I wouldn't have been allowed to.
That's all my questions.
Right, okay. I don't think I can tell you anything else, really. But we do come from a true Romani gypsy family. My grandfather was actually... he used to go around sharpening knives and scissors and things like that. He had his own business. So I always used to tell my friends he was a businessman. Yeah, and they believed me. Well, he was. He did in his way. And he gave up his Romani life to go and marry my grandma.
Aww.
So, yeah, I know, it's a lot to give up. It's a tradition that he gave up. But he did keep in touch with the Romany world, I think. I didn't see it.
So his family weren't mad at him for sort of leaving it behind?
I don't think so, because you see all his relations, Theo and all the other relations, always came and visited Mum, you know. So they knew, and he had been dead a long time then, because he died before, I think, even before your Auntie Sonia was born. So, you know, it's traditions. I think once you're a Romany gypsy, you're always a Romany gypsy. You might choose a different way of life. However, you never forget your birth, where you were born. So, is that all you got, my love?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? I was quite enjoying that.